gentlemen, boys and ghouls, step right up. Behind this curtain lies a ghastly concoction of delight, horror, fantasy, and terror. Your every wish is our command. Your every whimsical desire brought to life. But I'm warning you, there's always a price. Welcome to the greatest show on earth!
Hey everyone, welcome to this week's edition of the Kurt and Jeff Show. Again, it's just me, Kurt, here today, recording a brief intro. Jeff's not even on this episode either. Sorry to all you Jeff friends out there. You know, he'll be back here real soon. We got some coming up with him, some great stuff. The Chicago trip is insane. This is part two of the Richardson family vacation. Me, my dad, and the kid all on here recording. This is us going through a few of the stops again. I believe this episode ends with us going through to the Bellwitch Cave. Now, the cave tour itself isn't on this episode. That's going to actually go up as a special edition probably in October for our Halloween show. We're going to try to have two episodes a week all through October. We're going to have one go up on Wednesdays and one go up on Fridays. Well, happen. Hope you guys enjoy it. We're going to pick right up where we left off last week. See you guys later. Okay, let's walk this way. This is a bowl-shaped depression, remember they said?
Mm-hmm. There's supposed to be some tree that hangs over it.
Well, this is a big tree here. Maybe on the other side.
Ring nut tree?
I don't know what kind of tree it is.
I don't know what kind of tree
it is. You'll know it when you see it.
Here's a sign down here.
What sign does it say?
I don't know.
Oh, look.
Oh, yeah, that's, I don't know what that is.
Hey, I found
it. It's right here. We found it.
Hey, found
down
it.
Here. Yeah, this is going to make a good podcast. Us lost in a cemetery.
We get lost in a lot of cemeteries.
Uh-huh. Becoming a habit.
It is. She died at 4.
Who is that?
Samantha Ann McDonald. This is actually very recent. 2002 to 2006.
So you have to get there one on each side.
Okay. Hey, you got
your set
up? Mm-hmm.
It's on the other side.
Get there with her. Get pictures.
Sam, Samantha, McDonald.
Yep, Samantha Ann McDonald.
She died recently. 2002, okay. 2006.
Get over.
Step over.
Yeah, step over. You're just hiding the little girl.
Doesn't even know how to take a picture.
Okay, smile.
It says nice.
Huh? Yeah.
You gonna look at me? There you go.
I was looking at
you. Uh huh. There you go.
Got a bunch. Why'd you take four?
Because I wanted to make sure we got good pictures. Sometimes they blur. Mm-hmm. Little handprints and everything.
There's a footprint.
So that little, must have been that little girl's favorite song, Jesus Loves Me.
Mm-hmm. They put some money into that. This is copper, a bronze.
There's footprints.
Yep. This is the one we wanted to see. So you hold
she
the recorder for a look back.
September the 25th, 2002, and she died May the 2nd, 2006.
So that was very recent. This was built.
They must all be buried here because two over there.
Mm-hmm.
That face just scares me.
But me too. Hey, Jesus. Face.
That's supposed to be Jesus. That's what it is.
That's just creepy. Wait, Jesus would have been black. He lived in Jerusalem. That's the Middle East. He would have been black.
We're brown.
Close enough. Dude, that's a type of coloring. Not his actual skin tone.
Yeah, we gotta climb up a hill.
You're too fat to climb up a hill.
I'm telling you. Get one of you a football. No.
Why aren't you in any other pictures, Dad?
Because I'm doing the thing. Oh, yeah. Save my papa so we can get him on the recorder, too.
All right, talk some more.
I got nothing to say now.
Well, I got the recorder so you can talk some more.
He died when I was born.
Cool.
1939.
Colonel. C-O-L-O-N-A-L. Colonel.
Yep.
Ah.
I-A-L.
Close enough.
From
the 1800s, yeah.
Look at that, 1865, Christy.
I know that. I saw an 1862 back there.
Now, we'll get out of here and get hit it. Grab this.
I think I gotta program the next one in, but it's gonna take just a second because I wanna go through and get the pad for Facebook.
1846. It's an 1841. There's 1850. 1841. 1826. 13. I found the oldest tombstone here.
Oldest one
that I've seen. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are in 1867. Did some plague or war go on in 1867 or something? Seems like everyone's dying that year. I don't know them either.
And like I said, I gotta program in now for the hotel. So I need the other sheet for the hotel.
Done
as soon as I get these pictures posted. Give me just a second.
You want this map, Dad?
Yeah, keep it for now.
It's for the dog.
Get the puppy.
What are you doing? I want the address of that. They got it even on here.
Pretty sure they'll have it on there. They have to.
So I'll program that in. Like I said, the next one we'll hit is in Franklin, Kentucky. So we'll just follow the directions.
We have a tell
sheet. This is Clarksville, Tennessee. So destination, address, city.
What did they make too hot?
Nope. Nice day today, surprisingly.
Even if it rained,
it did sometimes. Quit
raining. It quit raining. I'm glad of that. We got two different Clarksville, so let's... Nope, that's not it.
Hopefully it won't rain tomorrow.
You want Clarksville, Tennessee, not Clarksville, right. Kentucky.
Tennessee, and it's Holiday Drive. Holiday. And it is 254.
You just dropped them in the floor, Christy.
Mine, not my
car. What was it?
That papers.
Papers for that dog they gave you.
Oh, that's fine. We can dig those out later. Okay.
Oops. GPS. I don't know how far that is.
It is 175 miles to the motel.
That ain't too far.
No, not too far. 3 hours. Well, that's not too bad. Like I said, we only got one stop on the way, and that's just a sign. So that won't be anything.
What sign?
A guy that bought a UFO.
What?
One of them big historical signs is about UFO. I forget the story. We'll have to read it when we get there.
Where's that?
What, the story? She's got it in the back. It's in Franklin, Kentucky.
Yeah. doesn't have
the
story with it.
Okay. Well, we're just going to go ahead and pause in for right now. We'll pick back up an hour or two whenever we get there. We got to hit gas and everything beforehand. I kind of got to pee again, so grab me a Monster or something, drink, stay awake. See you guys in a little bit. Have fun.
Yeah, everybody's commenting on Facebook. I'm waiting for Mike to say anything. He hadn't said nothing yet. He ain't seen them if he ain't said nothing.
But I thought he liked a few of them.
I know Mike has, I don't think. I know Dale has.
Dale said I had a big gut.
Yeah, so you get a big gut.
Yeah, Mike liked one of them, of the grave in the middle of the road.
Okay, then he ain't seen the other two yet.
Your dad looks so good, LOL, if you can assess him. That's for the kennel standards unit.
Okay. They found his gas station. Don't forget.
Got two. I ain't seen the.
We're just gonna have to get off and get one. I mean, all these got the little blue signs for them. I mean, any exit will work. But we got 40 miles. And I just don't want to run out. Hate to have to make Christy push.
Yeah, I would not push.
Oh, you would push.
You would push.
Nope.
He'd get out and push.
Yeah, we'd make you push. You would push better than
I could. Well, we need to get out of this thing here. Just
we've got enough time to. Well, we're on 65 right here south.
I know, but it's got all these old side things.
Right.
It's hard to get back on 65.
No, it's not. Not anymore. They got it real easy now. Especially with the GPS. It takes right off and right back on. So like I said, I don't want to find one that's kind of close. But any of these will take us right off and right back on.
Yeah, but a lot of them won't take you back on that comes up through here, in this area here.
Oh.
If you get on 65.
Then they'll go right off and right back on?
Yeah, they'll go off and right back on.
Well, there's a 65 south to Nashville over there.
Well, yeah, but this is 65 is this too. But it's got them other things on it. You ain't on... Really on 65, you know, thing.
Okay. Alex, I've never driven. This is the furthest south I've ever driven.
No.
Uh-huh.
You went to Alabama once.
I didn't drive. Well, so the only places major I drove was like Indy and Chicago, and then I drove to St. Louis and Branson when we went. Yeah, I've never come really this far south. All the way I went to Ohio before, drove through that. All the way out to New York I drove.
You drove some, I thought.
A little bit. I just think I drove the whole way there. You drove some on the way back, didn't you?
Right.
For New York last year. I think I drove the whole way there, and then you drove some of the way back because I got sick. That boat ride tore me up. I don't like boats. Get me out of that water, I get sick. Ain't no sailor.
Swimming.
Huh?
What about swimming? You swim.
I float.
I make you swim sometimes so you swim.
I'm surprised Mike ain't called.
I'm surprised Mike ain't called. Almost 1 o'clock.
He did. Past 1, 1:18, yeah. Past.
Maybe he's going to wait till later this evening to call.
Call him. He ain't got nothing better to do.
He probably ain't home.
Call the cell phone.
I don't know where he's at.
Probably still at work. Oh, Laffy's staying at work all day. The inventory's probably screwed up. I've been to a couple of those.
I'll call his home number first.
Mm-hmm. Tell them all about them graves in the middle of the road.
It's not raining.
I just noticed that. So we'll be there at 3:05. You spent the hotel at 305, they no close to a 4. So yeah, we'll do that today if we got time. It's not raining. Yeah, then we don't have to worry about it tomorrow if it's not raining. We can get up early and go straight on over to Nashville. Thank you.
Thank you.
I can't get over all that traffic.
I'm drowning for you, dear.
They've got something tied up there. I forgot. We'll change time.
Yeah, I didn't think we were going to change time. Yeah, we changed time. We got plenty of time.
Yeah.
We'll hit that cave then on the way. I'll program in that as soon as we hit, get out.
It's almost 2 o'clock now.
Our time. And then we're going to lose an hour down there. So it'll be 3:05. Yeah. Because it says we're going to get there at 3:05. And it's 20 or 30 miles past the cave where we're staying. Because we found a cheap hotel room, that's why. You know, we ain't got to worry about it. I'll give you guys all the rundown before we get to the cave. We got to stop and pee before we get there. They have no public bathrooms. There's no cameras allowed inside the shop or inside the cabin. We're not going into the cabin. We're just going to do the cave. So keep all cameras in your pocket till we get to the cave.
I don't have no camera.
Oh, Christy.
Okay.
Don't take anything with you, no cans or anything like that. They say the guy that owns it is really grumpy. That's what all the reviews say. They say he's mean to everybody. Basically, he wanted to have a farm, and he bought the land to have a farm. But the farm doesn't do well enough, so he has to open up to public for the cave to make the money to make ends meet. And he don't like people either throwing their cigarette butts down or throwing their cans down. So he's real picky about that. So like I said, I just want to stay on the guy's good side for right now until we get on there. They said his wife usually does the cave tours.
I ain't taking nothing but my phone.
Yeah, to take your phone, like I said, that's fine. We'll put it in our pockets. I'm going to take the recorder. I'll just carry it in my hand or whatever. Hopefully it won't notice or say anything.
Just put that sock thing on it.
Yeah, I'll put the sock thing on it.
You won't really notice. Yep. It's like, the problem is, the pockets that I have on these shorts are kind of small.
You have to make it work for your camera.
Hey, you got a pocket.
Can I see in the camera all the time?
It's in the back, in the computer case.
Okay, but I'm fine. Because if it's smaller than my phone, then I should be able to fit it. Because I can just barely fit my phone in my pocket.
What time is the last?
4. They close at 4. So like I said, we're going to get the hotel at 3:05, so it's an hour beforehand.
Yeah.
Supposed to be every hour on the hour, so I'm betting as long as we get there before 4,
it
should.
The last one is at 4:15.
Good. Did it say it in there? Did it say?
Yeah.
Okay.
It said on the paper, I think.
Double check, because I thought it was 4.
That's before we get to the motel, ain't it?
Yeah, that's 20 miles before the motel.
Available from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. Last tour starts at 4:15 p.m.
4:15, okay. Good. So they're open until 5.
Yeah.
But 4:15 for the tour.
$12 foot.
But we should get there before
plenty of
that.
Time. Yeah. Way before that.
Because Franklin, Kentucky, is not very far out of Bowling Green. Mm-hmm. It's only 50 miles from Bowling Green to Nashville.
Yeah.
On 65.
Like I said, we'll hit it. It won't be bad at all. Like I said, I'm driving now. We're going to hit it. We got 137 miles to our hotel. I don't know where Franklin is.
Franklin's back this side of there.
Yeah. Keep an eye out, because like I said, I'm able to miss it.
I can't figure out how we're going to get to Clarksville, Tennessee. Which way they cut take you to get to that.
Says it's right on 65, or whatever.
Clarksville's not on 65.
Or 40 or something is over there. I don't remember. I saw it on the map. We'll figure out when we get there. Looks like I just hope it's not raining. That's my thing. Because if it rains, you can't go in the cave.
He never spoke a word, but in thought she had I heard from across the
road. It's not a big cave, but I want to go into it. That's the Bell Witch. I want a shirt and a hat.
He was standing face to face. I couldn't find the words to say.
And I think, what did I find for the dog?
I
I know what Elvis is. They've got a little pop vinyl figure. It's $8 that I can get for him. It's a little chew toy. They don't have any. I didn't see one.
Okay.
So I'm going to get them that. I thought they had something in the Ballwitch Cave. We'll get him something, like that. I gotta get him something.
Here we go.
It's my baby.
Okay, everybody, we just stopped at a little sign for Captain Thomas Mantell Jr. He was a pilot that ended up dying in a plane crash while he was chasing a UFO. It's all wrote on the plaque and everything, so I went ahead and took some pictures. I got some pictures of my dad and the kid by it. I'm posting all these pictures as I'm taking them on Facebook. So if you guys get a chance, check me out on Facebook. Just look me up. It's Kurt Richardson. We're headed now. We decided we're going to go ahead. Let me change lanes real quick. We decided we're going to go ahead and go to the Bellwitch Cave today. It's really nice out right now, and according to the Weather Channel, it's supposed to have isolated thunderstorms tonight and tomorrow morning. So right now, while it's really nice out, we're going to go up there and try to hit it. I didn't know the time changed, otherwise we wouldn't have been able to hit it, but we lost an hour coming down. So the last tour starts at 4:15. According to the GPS, we should be there by 3:20, 3:30. So we should be good to hit that. I'm going to go ahead and record everything while we go to the cave. I don't know if they allow recordings and stuff in there, so I'm going to put it in the little sock thing I got for the recorder and just carry it. Well, I will sign off then for now. Like I said, I'll talk to you guys again once we get here to the Bellwitch Cave. See you guys later. Everybody had kids down there.
Yeah, we took them kids fishing. Or not fishing, swimming.
Uh-huh.
And then we come back, and me and Mimi decided we were going to get us some corn, and we did. Face it, she could hear us down there just a popping them ears. She stayed in the car with the kids.
And you guys, you stop and get poke salad and stuff too?
No. We didn't put no poke salad down there. We got that corn and we took it home, and every darn Virgil didn't come up there on our own horse. Wonder where we got such a fine years of corn. I mean, they told him some line, and he wasn't done it. She'd tell us, went out there and got it. But that sure was good corn. Poor Irene, she wasn't going to eat a bit of it. She ate more than we did. When she got it cooked. Here's 49.
Got to turn right around here. Keep going right here. We got 0.2 miles, so it's right up here. Stop sign probably turning. Okay, way 49.
That sure was good corn, I'll tell you what. I mean, it filled out real good.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a bit of field corn, that's what it was. But it was early in the spring, I mean, you know, early.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it was sure good.
Food's always better when you steal it.
That was good. Oh, Lord, that was 50 years ago. Me and Faye hadn't been up here too long when we went back home. Mike and Dale were both born. Dale wasn't very old. That's probably 1968, 69, somewhere in that year. Because we come up here in 62. Or up in Indiana in 62. Man, that was short. Because they, back there, they see they had all these vegetables out of the garden, too. They had butter beans and all that stuff that they had cooked. That corn just went right along with it. We didn't have no meat.
Mm-hmm.
But we sure had a good dinner.
Well, yeah, you used to have the farm up there. Delano ever had to always grow stuff. Yeah. You and Mom would go out there and do it.
Yeah.
I remember doing that. I remember going out there getting sick off them tomatoes, eating them.
Yeah. Well, I just love
grab them right off that vine and eat them.
Go out their gardens and just pick them off and eat them salt.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Well, Minnie may come down when me and Mama flew into Birmingham at the time, stayed in Alabama down there. Minnie may And Tammy came and visited with us, stayed all night and visited the next day. And she brought some okra, and we had found some fresh butter beans that back there at the little store where we was at. And her and Mama cooked them butter beans, and we had corn. We had real fresh, everything was fresh because it was fresh down there. Mm-hmm. And we had bought a basket of peaches for, we'd seen them advertised on the side of the road, and me and Mama went and got some. Man told us half a bushel or half a box or whatever it was. And they made us a big old peach cobbler out of it. Man, that was good. That was good eating too. But mm-hmm. Minnie knows how to fry okra. She's the best okra fryer I ever seen. I ate the whole bunch.
I like fried okra every once in a while. I'll catch it at, you know, Ryan's or something like that and eat it. It's not the same like what Mama used to cook.
Mama couldn't cook it as good as Minnie Mae did.
Mama used to do it good.
But Minnie Mae could cook it good.
Should that was batter it or whatever in there and fry it up. It was good.
Minnie Mae did too. That was so good.
Yeah, you don't see too many of them. 20 miles until we get there. 5 miles on this road. Yeah, you don't see them little roadside stands like you used to.
You don't see them anywhere anymore.
Hardly anywhere. They got one out on Day Road every once in a while, but I don't think he has very much good stuff.
We, we was down there that summer in Alabama. We was on out in the country, like. You had to go a long way to get anything.
Mm-hmm.
And, we were just, we'd seen these signs advertising these peaches. And Mama said them was the best kind of peaches. And, you know, when she was growing up, that's what her dad grew.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went and got them. And they was good. And she made that peach cobbler. That peach, they didn't stay long. We ate them all, buddy. They were gone.
It's hard to find good peaches anymore. They're always too hard. Everything we get up there is really hard. I like them soft and juicy.
Good peaches. I didn't peel them either. I ain't peeling them off.
Yeah, I never peel them.
Oh, they was good. But all faith brothers and sisters are, you know, down here cook good. Everyone cook good. That's why Faye was such a good cook.
Mm-hmm.
She had to cook for so many people. I think when they was growing up, they had to take turns cooking.
Probably.
You know, helping their mom cook. Her mom was a good cook, too.
My mom was a good cook. She had the biscuits and gravy was good. She always made, and that, the meatloaf was really good.
Everything she fixed was good.
Fried chicken.
She could fry the best chicken you ever ate. I ain't nobody ever fixed no chicken like she could fix it. What? What? I didn't hear you.
Not loud. You said you need to teach me to make a peach cobbler
sometime. Honey, I don't even know how to make peach cobbler. You have to see Mike.
Mike's got all the recipes, Mike. Yeah.
I got the recipes. Mike just took them out of her mama's bag.
Copied them.
I'll ask Mike whenever I go over and help him make lasagna.
Yeah, he's going to make us lasagna.
I'm making the lasagna. Yeah, Mike's just going to tell me how to do it.
I don't need nothing you cook. You make one, he make one.
No.
That's how we do it.
No. I'm going to make my own. I'm going to make it, and that's all you're going to get. And either you're going to eat it or you're going to do without.
I might just have to starve. I'm fat. I can do it.
Oh, you ain't going to starve.
You would eat it.
Talk about all that food, I'm getting hungry.
We got a little ways to go still. We got to go through the Tig Cave first and then go check into our motel.
I'm so hungry.
Yeah, cave should be good. Like I said, it's mostly you're paying for the story. Like I said, I just want to record it.
I ain't going through that junk.
You know?
There's snacks in the back if you want, Grandpa.
I don't want that stuff either.
Really?
I would say mine for my son, beef.
Uh-huh. It's good food. There's a little grave right there side of the road.
What?
A little grave right there. A couple of graves.
We don't need that darn air conditioner.
Bolt the window down.
We don't need that either. It needs to be warm.
But it feels good. Keeps you warm.
Yeah, but it's loud.
Too.
When you let the window down, it is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're going away from Nashville.
I have no clue. You saw the map. It didn't look like you're going away from it. It looked like you're going right to it the way we were going, and then
we're not.
The motel was in between.
I ain't seen no signs of that. Yeah.
Well, like I said, we're 19 miles away right now. We got to stay on this for a mile and a half and make a right right turn onto Lakeview Road.
Is that where the thing is?
No, it's on a different road. I don't know what the name of the road it is. I typed it in. I just don't remember it. They're supposed to have a big sign up. There's the Dole Witch Cave and then canoe rental and all that stuff there.
Canoes for what?
I guess they got a lake there or something. Or they rent the canoes and take you to the lake or something. Because somebody else was on there complaining that they throw you in the back of a pickup and drive you down the road to where you gotta go. There ain't no bus or nothing like that that takes you.
Hey, there's a dragon.
A what?
I see a dragon in the clouds.
You weird.
I'm just tired.
Uh-huh.
Here, what? I ain't never been through none of these towns to here, but you see them off of 65.
Oh.
They got exits coming out to them. All these little towns.
Just like, looks like there's little stops in the road is all it is. Nothing that's major. Maybe a little gas station or, you know, general store. That's it. Well, like I said, we'll have a half hour or so wait for the final tour. Depending if there's other people there, there may not be nobody else there for the tours. So they may be able to just take us right away.
And they might not even take you at all.
I don't know. Some people were complaining. They said they came down. They were whining and complaining because they said at Halloween time that they were doing like candlelight tours or something. And he called to check in on it. They said no reserves needed. Just, you know, be there or whatever. I guess they showed up at like 7:30 at night and there was nobody there. They're like, you know, it was like an hour after sunset. And it was all locked up. And they were complaining. I was like, well, did you ask what time the tour started? I mean, that would have been my first question. What time is this the tour? I guess he was trying to call and get reservations or something. But yeah, like I said, this guy seems like, from what I could tell from reading all the posts and stuff about everybody, all the descriptions, he just wanted a farm. He bought the land and he started his farm and he just couldn't make ends meet on the farm. That's why he had to open up the cave. He didn't want to have all the tourists here. And now with all the tourists and everything he has to go through, he don't like dealing with people.
So he's just like you.
For the most part. But I hide mine well. You see how well I do tours and everything.
Are you even allowed to do them anymore?
I don't know. Like I said, I think we can do them. We just can't do them at night. And I don't think we can charge money for them. It'd have to be something like a suggested donation. Because I know they got a guy from the Elkhart Historic Society over there. He does, or from the South Bend Historic Society. He does daylight tours over there. He just did one a couple of weeks ago. He was charging $2 a person for it. So, you know, if we do it in October, we might be able to get some people, you know, to do it. Hard thing is getting everybody to help out in the group to do it.
They don't want to work out.
Yep. That's the hard part.
There's at 433. There's 431.
Mm-hmm. Got 11 miles on this road still.
Well, you got me and I'll help and kind of can set up the table and usher people in and, you know.
Adamsville, Kentucky.
Yep, we're just in Adams now.
Which way we got to go here?
It says straight. It's right over there. Yeah, it says we don't get
why
off this road.
Stop here unless we have to go to the bathroom.
You want to go to the bathroom here?
If they got one, might as well, because I don't know how long we're going to be.
Yeah, like I said, a couple hours probably there. Hurry your butt up. Oh, that was pretty cool. I got Grandpa on tape talking about Mom and everything, so.
Really?
Yeah, I've been recording ever since he started talking.
Oh, God.
I grabbed it and turned to him. I was like, it's the whole time he's going to be talking. The hell is wrong with this dude?
What?
Look at him. He's like twitching up and down. I don't know. I didn't do it.
God, I have the hiccups.
Yeah, that's going to be on the podcast. podcast to you back there. Eek, eek, eek. Well, we'll go ahead and pause again right here. Like I said, we'll start back up once we get to the cave. I think we're about 20 miles away, so it won't be too long. Just hoping that they're open today. See you guys in a little bit.
Well, we go down there in the summer. Uh-huh. He's planting field corn and everything. And he's packed me up 3 or 4 dozen to bring back home with me every time we'd go down there. Some, you know, fake cooking ones. Me and Faye both love to field corn.
I think they still have a big garden and everything down there. Jamie was up there. Somebody's picking on them a lot.
She would cut it off and cook it, too. Mm-hmm. Faye would cook it. I wouldn't do that.
Well, she couldn't eat it on the cob very well.
Well, she needed it off of that cob.
She did,
cob.
But she ate, for a while she couldn't. But she got both her false teeth.
But she ate that corn. Yeah, Otis was really good about it. I mean, when, every year when we go down there, he'd give us tomatoes, anything he had in that garden. Mm-hmm. He'd send it home with us to eat.
We used to get those blueberries, too, down there. Or what was it, blueberries or rat? What was it? Mulberries? What happened with biscuits all the time?
Blackberries.
Blackberries, that's some. Yeah, well, I remember we used to go pick those across the street there, right down from Otis's.
Yeah, they were
at Irene's
too.
Yep. I go across there, she give me a little bucket, I go over there and fill it up.
She makes blackberry pie too.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I wasn't gonna have kids. I used green apple.
Them old green apples, get the belly ache.
Yep, get the belly ache, and they had that goat that would come around. Where were we at when we had that dog with the jar on its head?
What?
How was it?
That was your mom's house, wasn't Nanny's house, yeah.
That was it. Your Nanny's house.
Yeah. Little puppy come walking up over there and had a jar stuck on its head. We had to break the jar off.
Did you hurt the dog?
No. I played with that dog all day. Yep, I played with that dog all day.
I don't know whose dog it was, but it had a jar on his head.
Stuck his head in the jar. And me and Nikki and then we should always go climb that tree out front, and they had that power line that ran through, and everybody yell about that. And Nitty told us to go get us a switch or whatever. I was smart, I broke mine off and threw it to her and run. Nikki went up there and handed it to her and got her butt beat.
She wants to come see us when we were in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
She come to see us.
I ain't seen her since, I think, Delano, maybe.
It's been a long time.
I think that's the last time I saw her was Delano when he died. Everybody come up.
But she come to see me and Christy over there at the motel. Christy was in the swimming pool. Mm-hmm. She, her and her husband stood there and talked to me. Sat down there and we said, hey, sit there for the longest talking. First time I'd seen her in a long time. She made a pretty girl.
Mm-hmm.
Even though she's redheaded, she made a pretty girl. I hadn't seen Christy in a long time. I reckon the last time I seen Christy was when John L. died. She come up. And me and Faye seen her there. They were always crazy over me and Faye. Mm-hmm. There. And I don't know when I've been a long time since I seen Diane. That was his wife. She was always nice to me and Faye too. She was always nice. We always go out to Cloyd's and eat too. They have all that fresh vegetables too.
Now, Cloyd, is he the one that has the wife that paints?
Yeah.
Okay.
Arlene.
Yeah, Arlene.
She's what I give all my Elvis presents to.
I know you throw a fit every time we go out there because that dirt clay, red clay, you got all over your car. You throw a big fit every time.
But they got gravel on it. It still gets dirty, but.
Well, you'd always throw a fit about that red clay.
Arlene's supposed to be painting Christy a picture for being so good in school. Cool. Not so good in school.
Originally I was planning to pay for it, and I asked her how much she charged for it, because I wanted to get something to hang up on my wall, instead of, because I kind of do want to take down the picture of you guys, because that keeps falling down over my dresser, and I'm afraid that it's going to end up breaking one of these days, so I just want to take it down. We can move it into Dad's room or back in the game room or something. I just don't want it to keep falling down and breaking my dresser every time it falls.
How much more farther we gotta go?
10 miles. We'll be there. We got another 3.5 on this road.
Originally, she was going to give me a discount than what she gives everybody else who's not family. And I'm like, wow.
Well, we had that horse one she painted for the longest.
I don't even know what I did.
I think it got dry rot or something down in the basement, didn't it?
I probably so did.
I think you threw it away.
I'll never tell her.
No. I know when she come to the house, she was looking at the ones I had down there, that ghost one I had. She really liked that one.
Which one, the one by Charlie Manson?
No, the ghost one that I had custom done. It's got the lady in the cemetery.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's got our name on the mausoleum.
Don't we have to have like a black light for that?
Yeah, if you hit it with a black light, a skull appears in the sky. You see ghosts coming up out of the grave.
Does our name appear under black light or not?
It's always there.
Why don't you have that hanging up anymore? That was really nice.
It was nice, but it's so huge, I don't have enough room for it.
Put it upstairs somewhere then.
I got it underneath the bed or back in the back behind the bed in my room.
If we can find room, I'll put it up in my room.
Yeah, we ain't putting that thing in that room.
I actually should have got half that size. I didn't think it'd be that big. I wanted a big one, but yeah, I wasn't thinking that big.
They got school buses out through here.
Mm-hmm.
Must be some school out here. Somewhere around here. Welcome to Kentucky. We're back in Kentucky.
What?
Oh. We're back into Kentucky for that. Yeah.
Yeah, wasn't it in Adams, Kentucky?
I don't know.
No, Adams, Tennessee.
You're right. Adams, Tennessee.
Well, we're back in Kentucky there. I'm telling you. We were way out of the way.
We will see.
Because we turned off in Tennessee.
Yeah.
52.
It's probably right on the border if I had to guess. Like I said, we're going to go a mile on this road, then we turn back to the left, so it'd probably take us right back into Kentucky.
Tennessee,
yeah. Right in the border right now.
I can't get over how this corn is grown here. Uh-huh. I mean, it's so tall. And at home ain't that tall.
Nope.
Faye's mommy used to make hominy out of corn, too. I never liked
hominy.
Oh, I love
it. I couldn't eat that,
What is hominy?
I don't know how she ever done it. She used to send it to us, too. She'd can it. Mm-hmm. And send it to me and Faye when we'd go down there.
Mom used to can a lot of stuff.
I know it. She
quit doing that, yeah. 800 feet. Right here.
You ain't gonna turn here.
Right here, the stop sign, or thing here.
What road
Kingsburg Adams. Keysburg Adams. And it's on Keysburg Road. So I'm guessing Adams probably splits off. We gotta go half a mile and we make a right, it says, on Kingsburg Road. Kingsburg splits off in half a mile.
My goodness.
We're only 6 miles away.
Yeah, these are not the roads we're going 60 miles an hour on, Dad.
I'm only going 50.
Close enough.
Now, what road is this here?
This is the one we want.
Which way we go?
Only way you can go. Oh, no, yeah, you're right. Okay. Right.
Go either way.
They're checking out the spinners.
They were just staring at the car.
Uh-huh. Okay, 6 miles on the left.
Good God. Down.
That's a straight curve. That just straight turned. Hold on tight.
You don't go so fast down through here.
That was a sharp turn. You don't see it coming up either.
This is about the time I wish I could actually put on the seatbelt in the back seats.
You better put a seatbelt on.
They don't come up far enough. The seats are in front of them.
I see we've seen some back heels in Kentucky and Tennessee.
Uh-huh. Taking you on the scenic route.
Yeah, it's a scenic. And it's a crookedness road.
Uh-huh.
God, look at that old house. Probably.
I don't feel like dying today, Dad.
Gosh.
the seatbelt already locked in place because of you driving.
Boy, you can't see the road for the car.
Uh-huh.
On both sides, it's grown up.
Where's this place even at?
4 miles.
I don't think it's no such place, Christy.
Can't be back this far.
It can.
This is too hot a place to get to. Nobody'd ever get here.
How'd they ever get any customers way out here?
Internet. Gotta be the internet. They're getting us out here, ain't they?
Because you're stupid.
I'm not the only one.
You're stupid to get out here. I'll tell you what, they sure do believe in the cornfield.
Uh-huh.
They got plenty of them. Well, we must still be in Kentucky, because I didn't see nothing that said, welcome back to Tennessee.
I don't know. This is in Adams, Tennessee.
I didn't see nothing saying that we're going back to Tennessee, but I did see that sign said, welcome
back
to Kentucky.
There's a turn coming up. You might want to slow down.
Maybe Tennessee on one side, Kentucky
on the other.
I mean, I hadn't seen those more signs since seen that one.
2.9 miles.
Shit, we ain't never gonna get there.
It says we'll be there at 3:26.
God, it's 40 miles from nowhere.
These are the type of places you like. Sure, get off the beaten path.
I sure hate to be out here in the dark.
Dude, if we don't get one of those dark, he would have been in the field. Would have missed that turn completely. Right?
Probably.
They got some pretty homes out here.
Uh-huh.
But Lord, who'd want to live out here? They got their gardens and all that, too. It's like them old roads out there that he was on when he was in prison. That was a long old road over through there.
Uh-huh.
There's no log house. You got to turn to here?
I got a stop sign here, it looks like.
Well, you got to turn one way or the other?
Can we stay on this road? It doesn't. That road meets up with us. This is considered the same road.
Look how crooked it is, too.
Uh-huh, they got the signs up.
Well, I put my seatbelt on now.
You better hold on.
I'm going to hold on.
I am.
I don't wear no seatbelt.
Huh?
I don't wear no seatbelt. Nah, if I get in a wreck, I want to die quick. I don't want to, you know, be lasting in pain like you guys. Burning to death.
Oh, God.
Turn again.
My goodness.
Wee.
Dad. Can you
1 mile.
Goodness.
Oh. Almost there. 1 mile. It'd be worth it. Don't worry.
You gotta get a chin. I bet it'd be worth it.
It'd be worth it. It's about a witch. Might get to see us a witch.
Yeah, and before I go in, I'm going to be praying to someone that I don't die in there.
Pat the Monkey King.
God. I'd rather be atheist than believe Pat the Monkey King.
I like Pat the Monkey King.
You're
half a mile. That's the water system office. It says half mile.
Getting into
this is Adams.
Bowles Chapel. Right there, Bowitch Cave.
Where?
Right there on the sign.
It's a crappy little sign.
Yep. It's kind of going further down the road, but
speed limit 10 miles an hour.
Yep.
Did you see what the thing said, what days are closed?
I don't care. I got it on the thing. It says it was open. They locked the gate, from what everybody said.
Must be over well.
I'm thinking it's right up here. It's a red building, it looks like.
Yeah.
Speed limit 10 miles an
hour. Well, guys, I'm going to go ahead and pause this real quick. I'm going to start up a new chapter. That way we can have it when we get in here. Oh, it might be over there.
It must be. That's just a cave farm.
The farm and cave is private property. Welcome to the historic Bellwitch Cave, Inc. Okay, I'm going to pause. I'll talk to you guys in just a minute.
Right here. We gotta go get that motel and get something to eat. What was that cave all about?
Oh, you wouldn't have made it. It's actually crawling up and down in the cave, crawling through it and stuff. I mean, it was bad. It was fun.
I hit my toe still.
He killed a rattlesnake.
Where?
In the cabin. That cabin. I thought he said it's 14 feet long.
You didn't go down there and check it out?
Shit. No, when he killed it. He didn't say when he killed it. I was there and photographed it by the tail. Killed it. That boy sitting there, he showed us the picture of it.
The last post, I'm done. Yeah, like I said, some of that stuff was like 4 foot high.
They got a jaw in there.
Yep. I didn't know they had that.
Yeah, they lived there.
4 foot tall, you had to crouch down and go through it. It's like a creek bed is what it was.
Mud everywhere.
Yeah.
Wasn't worth
climbing up and everything. Oh, it was fun. Good story. We got a whole episode out of it. Like I said, still recording right now. But yeah, we were in there 45 minutes. So she told the whole story and everything. I recorded the whole time. So hopefully we'll get a full episode out of that. I'm going to cut that out as just one episode.
We can get us out of here and get over there at that motel.
Motel now.
And then go get something to eat. Gee, I'm hungry.
I think Dad's hungry too after climbing up that big wall.
What?
Climbing up that hill, I'm pretty sure both of us are hungry.
Now we come back. Which way do we come?
We're going to GPS. They'll tell us. Go back to the left now to get out of here. Okay, sit back because we'll take a picture of this sign real quick while we're sitting here. Getting out of the car.
Get back over on that right side of the road.
I'm going to. Plugging in my phone. Nothing's coming. We're okay. Oop, there's something coming.
Yeah.
There's two somethings. Oh.
Do I need my Tennessee's or anything else?
No. We're going to the room and that's it. And then eating. Right, back to the room and. Well, yeah, I want to. Once we get back to the room tonight, I go through and upload all the pictures. I want to go through the podcast and get all of them in order. I try to cut them and paste them if I can some.
Now, which way we go here?
All right.
That's going back the same way we come, ain't it?
Oh.
No, I thought it came from the left.
We came from the other way. We'll come back down that road. You know, we ain't been out here yet. 8 miles, they turn left.
I think I'm on my hotel.
We're 16 miles from the hotel.
Good God. JCT 76. I said, that's what we got. Take.
So what all you do sitting up there?
Nothing. Talk to that old woman. Talk to that boy.
Well, all they have to say, what the boy say? He lives there, don't he?
Nope.
Oh.
That's his grandparents.
You
this ain't 76.
I don't know. Gonna hit it. Don't worry. What was that old lady doing there? She was with that other group?
She was that other group that come down there late.
She didn't want to go on the tour?
She said she wasn't able to go on that tour. We can go to that Country Music Hall of Fame tomorrow, too.
Where's that at? It's Nashville?
It's in Nashville. Huh? Somewhere. I don't know where it's at.
That'll work.
The other people come up there and talk about it.
They said it was good?
They said it was nice. I don't know. You sure we didn't come this way?
I'm sure we didn't come this way. We turned left into the place, we turned left when we were going out.
Well, I thought they said we'd have to take 76 over there.
Oh. This may hit 76 eventually, I don't know.
We just passed 76.
I put the fastest way there. I'm tired. Cave wasn't bad. Like I said, cave was a little rough. I mean, it was... Like I said, it's an old creek bed. Goes all the way back. We're actually all the way back underneath where you were sitting. We're underneath you. And, I mean, you go up, you climb. I mean, they got, it's just, like I said, it's rocks and stuff in there. You're climbing up in there. You're actually climbing through the cave, yeah. Which was cool. I told the lads, like, most cave tours are, you know, they got little paths down through there and handrails and all this stuff. This was just natural. You climbed everything, you slipped, you fell in the water, whatever. They had a little stream running through it.
I'm glad I didn't fall into the stream.
And it was clear water. I mean, you shine your light in that stream, you see right down to the bottom, crystal clear water. That little minnow swimming in there.
You're drifting.
Oh, well. Yeah, like the cave wasn't bad. It was that long walk up that hill. That's a steep hill.
Just land the floorboard till we get over here and we'll take it out and throw it away.
You want these
back? No, I better keep them. We might need them sometime. Just put them in this door.
Hold on to it, yeah. We gotta put batteries in here. Is that our stop sign or theirs? Theirs. Here, get a bath tonight and clean up.
Exactly.
You stink.
You stink worse than I do.
I do smell bad.
I think I booked my toe.
It's okay, you got 10 more. Or 9 more.
Yeah, can't even count. And fuck it.
Okay, everybody, we're going to go ahead and put a pin in it right there. We'll pick back up again next week, right where we left off now. We've got a lot more coming up. At least one more episode, maybe two. I'm going to try to squeeze it into one. I know a lot of people are missing Jeff. Not me, but some people are. Some really fucked up people are. But tune in next week for the Kurt and Jeff Show. You can find us online. We are at thekurtandjeffshow.com. We're also on iTunes and on Stitcher. And you can find us on Facebook and on Twitter, too. So look us up. Send us a friend request. We'll accept it. We'll see you guys next week. Have fun.
Climbing a mountain that keeps getting higher. I'm playing a game where no one's supposed to win.